producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
Rich Paul, I didn't quite hear you there, sorry.
And Rich Paul.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to turn up the microphone there. 855-450-3733. You can call in and, you can talk about whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. We open the phone lines for you to do just that. In the last hour, we spoke about not only Caitlyn Jenner's automobile accident, but also a situation with a coach who in Texas was arrested for calling a police captain a Richard or something like a Richard.
So you can call
a duck. A duck. Yes, indeed, a duck. Let's go to...
Richard objects to that characterization.
Let's go to Sam. Calling in from Des Moines. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how are you? Hello?
Hello, Sam?
Yes, Sammy speaking, yes.
Okay, what's on your mind?
How are you?
All's well.
I listen to you almost every day with your program, Free Talk Show. I like your program. I like the subject, what you talk about. And I believe last week we talk about humankind history in Bible. What I found for more research about human history in Bible is estimated 6,000 to 8,000 years old.
And, that the world is 6,000 to 8,000 years old, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all the world, yes, from what you call Adam and Eve to this moment is about 8,000 years old.
I believe this is called the New Earth Theory.
Yes. And this not match what all geology team found, like human remains. And last month, I found in CNN News about a team in South Africa, they found human remains called Homo naledi, and estimated... 2 million years old, because the unique for this discovery, the skull for human skeleton is the third of the normal human skull.
Yep. I think I saw that story too.
Yes. So my point is, the science says something, Bible says something. I'd like to go to the trend of science and the discovery, because this most accurate. And indeed, they found over 15 skeleton in this discovery in South Africa last month. CNN News.
Now, when I used to be a Christian, and the way that they address this in the church was they'd say things like, "Well, the scientists don't the carbon dating method and the methods they use for dating things. They don't know how old stuff is, and so they would sort of dance around it. Some of them have come so far as to say that the myths of dragons in Europe were in fact." That's where the dinosaurs were, that humans and dinosaurs lived alongside each other, and that's how you got these stories of dragons and these sorts of things. So this is one of those situations where I guess somebody's faith is going to blind them make it difficult for them to hear that, what we're saying as far as science and that sort of thing.
Yes, something. Hello?
Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, I'd like to add one thing. The most sophisticated method about the atom carbon to detect the age of this item, they also use some items we already know from regular history, from recent history, so we know this the age of this item, of this skeleton. They use it as an experimental to get accurate the results. So when they reach something in all this. Item, they can estimate it. They use the same methods, carbon atom, called carbon atom, to detect the age. So they use this for too many items, some item we know the ages item, and some item is very old. We can determine or we can assume how old this item. So they use this one technique for all items, regardless how old this item may be. 100 years, maybe 500, maybe 1,000, maybe 5,000 years. It's a variety of age of items. It's not just all this item only.
Yeah, I've definitely come to the conclusion that the scientists have been working with these methods for decades, probably know best as to how they work, and you know whether they're right or not. I also know that it's going to be completely unconvincing to somebody who decides to dismiss it based on, I don't know, Satan's tricking the scientists or whatever it is.
The great thing about faith is, you know, the more people try to poke holes in it, the more you just have to have faith.
You double down on it.
If you have faith in the face of no evidence, that's hardly a merit badge. But if you can have faith in the face of overwhelming evidence, well, that's impressive.
I'll tell you what I find interesting, Sam, is modern man, you know, people like you and I, has existed for somewhere between 20,000 and 200,000 years. If we take the outside at 200,000 years, and we realize the agrarian revolution went on 10,000 years ago, this is the scientist numbers. That means for 190,000 years, 19 times longer than we've been living in one place and growing crops, we were wandering around, you know, picking bugs out of yak poop or whatever it was that we were doing in order to eat and, you know, survive. And I just find it so fascinating that people didn't hunker down and create agriculture before that. But 19 times from, you know, the moment that somebody decided that we're going to live in one place till now, that, you know, we were wandering around. Apparently, they didn't have wives and, like the women I've dated in the past. Because these gals want me to get my butt out and go to work and get some stuff done, right? And their wives must have been completely different.
Well, they didn't get to see what the neighbors had.
They had just as much as the neighbors.
Exactly.
What do you think about that, Sam?
One thing also, I am have some science, biology, science background. I like to say one thing, never, and it's impossible, 100%. All humankind in all six continents, like Africa, Asia, North America, South America, and Australia, and Europe, will come from one male and one female, or even called Adam or Eve, or even after the flooding, after the Noah family. It's impossible one person have all this gene code for all variety of humankind, human races, or all different ethnic group. So the truth is we are come from ancestors from all different parts, and there's too many Adam and Eve. It means it's too many males, too many females. They created all world population. I give you one example. So easy to understand. If you look at the dog breeds, we have over 400 dog pure breeds in the world. And all dog breeds, they come from different parts of the world.
Oh, yeah.
Small dog, big dog. It's impossible to come from one dog, one male and one female, because there is not impossible as a science. They have one code gene for all this kind of breed. This example for dogs. What about human? It's the same. Impossible one human, one male and one female have all variation of genetic code for one person. You got
Thanks for the call, James. Sam, I appreciate it. 855-450-3733. I saw really what I consider to be a poignant meme on Facebook. It says, when Noah's Ark finally rested atop Mount Ararat, the kangaroos stepped off and hopped 7,726 miles straight to Australia, and without any opposable thumbs, they picked up every bone from their own dead so as not to leave a trace of their migration. Isn't that remarkable?
It is.
It's you know, for of all the stories in the Bible, I consider the stories in the Bible to be sort of explanations, primitive man's explanation, Bronze Age man's explanations for how the world got to be where the way it is. And that's fine. You can learn what you want to learn from them. I learn things from stories all the time. We learn things from stories.
At the Church of the Invisible Hand, we just made Darwin a prophet.
855-450-3733 or LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Has this ever happened to you? You're applying for some type of a loan, whether online or in person. When it's time to hit submit, your nerves spike because you're not sure you'll get the approval you seek. There's a different way to approach life. It's called Credit Success Secrets Revealed. Credit Success Secrets Revealed is a revolutionized step-by-step system that you can follow to get all the credit you desire today. We're talking about secured and unsecured credit, car leases, credit cards, and cash. Call 800-568-8960. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works no matter what your current situation, whether you've had bad credit, never had credit, or looking for some business credit, or any type of credit. Please call 800-568-8960. We don't take any personal information. Your personal information is way too valuable to trust to a third-party email or a website that doesn't answer the phone. At Credit Success Secrets Revealed, we show you step-by-step what to place into the financial computer systems that control your credibility in the marketplace today. We practically fill out the forms for you. Credit Success Secrets Revealed works 100% of the time. Call now, 800-568-8960. That's 800-568-8960. 800-568-8960.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
Yeah, we had, in the first hour, we talked about this Coach Kerr gal that got in trouble for, well, supposedly calling a police captain who was in plain clothes, who was heckling her from a in a gym during a girls' basketball game, 9-year-old girls' basketball game, calling him a Richard or a duck.
A duck.
Yeah, whatever. You figure it out. If you're an adult, you can figure it out. And if you can't figure it out, you weren't meant to figure it out. But I did get an update on this, and from Photography is Not a Crime, apparently the charges have been dropped, but at this point we don't know anything about any charges being brought against the police captain, because he lied mm-hmm. and said that she resisted arrest and fled from the scene and a whole variety of things, had her thrown in jail, just a whole bunch of stuff, mm-hmm. and abused his power, from what I can tell. And this guy needs a day in court, as far as I'm concerned. You don't want people running around abusing their power like that.
Absolutely.
So, let's. I just wanted to give an update because somebody had given it to me.
But no word on a monetary settlement or charges being brought against
the duck
in question.
She ought to sue, but mm-hmm. you know, if you don't look at the police departments as threats, you might mm-hmm. just say, well, this guy got out of hand, and it's best for my community if I just let it go. She's a coach on a girls' basketball, soccer, and softball. She's the kind of lady who would be concerned with her community.
See, I don't understand that thinking, because what that's saying is it's best if for my community if this lunatic be left with a badge and a gun so that the next time he has a petty dispute with somebody, he can abuse the full force of the law against that person. So I would say that this person, if she does fail to bring charges and a civil suit, she is failing her community, and she is failing to take an opportunity to protect them from a real and present danger.
I hope somebody gets a hold of her and gives her that point of view, but it's hard to say what's going to happen.
I'll try and find her number.
I've seen plenty of great cases just be left laying there because, well, somebody didn't want to pursue it for whatever reason.
No, I was really disappointed when Cassidy got arrested for being topless on the town common.
Cassidy's a mover for the Free State Project. We're up here in New Hampshire, all of us movers for the Free State mm-hmm. Project.
And she got arrested for being topless on the common, which is actually legal behavior. They dropped the charges against her immediately, but the plan was that she was going to sue. Unfortunately, that didn't work out because about that time she thought she was pregnant. She was afraid the state was going to come after her child or try to tear apart her family as a response, which is kind of scary that that's a realistic possibility.
Yeah, I understand what her concern is.
It's a
legit concern. There's another story I've got here sitting in the in my folder here. It's, and this is from a website that's happy about it, from onegreenplanet.org. Latrice Harrison writing, big news for the Netherlands this week as they become the 10th country to officially ban the use of wild animals in the circus. The ban, which was drafted back in 2014, went into effect this week and includes big cats, elephants, giraffes, zebras, sea lions, and primates.
If you train a wild animal, doesn't it become a tame animal?
This was the question that immediately popped into my mind, because when they said wild animals, I wasn't sure what they meant. Does this mean an animal that was caught out in the wild and then brought in and taught to do circus tricks? Because I can see how someone might find that objectionable. I think that it over-romanticizes the freedom that one finds in the forest. There's the
Zebra Lives Matter.
Zebra Lives Matter, yeah. The deer in the woods behind my house never come down to my house unless it's late February or early March, and they have nothing left to browse where they are. So that's when they'll start coming down, and, you know, I've got an old apple tree that this year I'm picking up all the apples. I don't want any to fall on the ground, but they've got good noses. They can smell that stuff. They go, they dig up the old apples. They destroy my orchard. My orchard was, one tree was killed last year, and several I didn't think I was going to get back.
Tree slaughter.
Yeah. And, this year I'm going to have a new plan for keeping them away. Last year's plan didn't work particularly well. But it...
What was last year's plan?
Oh, God, you had to ask. I knew I shouldn't have said. I had heard that predator urine would manage to drive them away, and the only predator I had handy was me. And so I was saving the stuff up in jars and going out and dumping it out in the woods.
See, this is sounding like a piss-poor salute.
It didn't work.
Okay. Then it's confirmed.
They just walked right past this stuff. But nonetheless, that's what was occurring. So this year I'm hoping to save the trees. I'm going to put up I have a solar-powered electric fence thing that I'm going to put up over there. And it was the one that I used to use for my pigs. I've now upgraded to one that's really convincing, right? Like this one delivers a shock. It'll make you grit your teeth. And
Velcro gloves, electric fences, high voltage.
So I'm going to put that around there and then let them decide what they're going to do about it. But nonetheless, these animals are coming down because they're starving to death. They're bringing, their babies or whatever. They're starving to death. And that's why they're coming down anywhere near the house. And I don't think there's much to romanticize about living in the wild.
Mm.
Not to say that I think that somebody should be snatched up from their life and, fed and kept in comfort if that's not what they want to do. So I was concerned.
But an animal is not somebody, is something.
I think that the animals have sort of a descending set of rights, and I'm not entirely sure what they might be. So, for instance, if we're talking about, say, a chimpanzee, mm-hmm. I'm interested in if a chimpanzee, for me, I draw different distinctions based on the animal, based on the type of animal. So if a chimpanzee can recognize itself in the mirror, choose to smoke cigarettes and a variety of things, they act, and we have to acknowledge that there are stupid people in the world too, right?
Mm-hmm.
If there are smart chimpanzees and stupid people, is there a chimpanzee that's as smart as the stupidest person that you would grant rights to?
I don't know about stupid, but there's certainly congenital defects that can incur in people that will leave them no smarter than a chimpanzee.
Yeah, I would think that that's the case.
I mean, there are certainly humans who are capable of less and born that way.
I'm just using frank language to describe what I mean. And so if a human who is... say, no better at cognition than a chimpanzee, than your average chimpanzee gets rights, then why doesn't your average chimpanzee get rights, would be the question that I would ask. However, I think that all these things get very interesting. Like, I'm going to talk about chimpanzees here in a second. You've got me completely derailed, but this is a great topic, and I love it.
Do you think that chimps think that people have rights?
I don't know. 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on animal rights? 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
They found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3 A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Netherlands has banned the use of wild animals in circuses. Now, this is kind of big news. I mean, circuses are pretty ubiquitous and have been for some time in human history. And I think that this is a pretty big deal, banning the use of wild animals in circuses. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it here in just a second, but I want to tell you about how you can... This news will change your life. If you haven't heard this already, you need to listen, because you can now save 15% to 25-30% on every item that you would buy at Amazon.com. And you know as well as I do, you can buy just about everything you need to live at Amazon.com. So therefore, I'm essentially giving you a big giant raise in your standard of living if you're willing to take the steps to cash in on it. You go to saveatpurse.com. You sign up for an account. Now, you got to use Bitcoin. That's the catch here. You use Bitcoin to purchase the things you need, and you can save an incredible amount of money simply by going to saveatpurse.com. Yeah, going there is going to help us. If you sign up there to get an account, we get a small, tiny commission on your purchases. But once you have created that account, as a referral from us, we get a tiny, tiny percentage all along, and so it's great for us. And I think that people should be using this to make – this is what we're doing in my house. Is we're purchasing as much as we possibly can. Saveatpurse.com.
Is that an email address?
What's that?
saveitpurse.com.
Oh, yeah, that sounds what it sounds like, doesn't it?
It really does. With an at sign in it, it cannot be a URL.
Yeah, that's weird. We hadn't even considered that.
That has to be an email address.
No, it's not an email address. It's the AT. It's not an at sign. It's not an ampersand.
Oh, okay. So it's
saveatpurse.com.
Oh, okay.
Mm,
well, I'm glad I heard it instead of reading it.
Yeah, that's, you know, we might have to figure something out with that URL. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go directly to, Rich, we're going to talk about animal rights here. I've got some interesting thoughts to share with you. But Libertarian Banker is calling in, so let's go to the phone. Libertarian Banker calling in from, well, he would rather not say.
Hey, guys, how's it going tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Good, good. Hey, I want to talk real quick about crony capitalism. And
can you define that for me?
Sure. So basically, businessmen getting together with politicians and creating policies that benefit them. So the example that I wanted to bring up was a local example around here. The city levied a sort of amenities or hotel tax on some of the local hotels in the area. And then they saved up that money over time and actually used the money to incentivize another hotel to come into the city.
Oh, man.
So the same guys who were paying this tax into the system then got screwed by it when the politician spent the money on one of their competitors.
Wow.
So it's kind of what they get for getting all cozy with the politicians. Another thing I want to bring up as far as crony capitalism is concerned are tax credits. I have never seen a bigger sham in my life than a tax credit.
I'll take a tax credit anytime I can get it.
Sure, but you can't sell your tax credits like the corporate guys can. So
I think it's
a lot of these real estate deals, the federal government will define certain areas in the city as blighted or as low income, and will use tax credits to incentivize redevelopment in that area. So they'll offer a $100,000 tax credit to fix up this thing, and actually these credits are transferable. So what you have is you'll have companies that will pop up, and literally all they do is buy and sell tax credits. They buy low and they sell high, and they make money.
Talk about the creation of an industry that has no reason for being.
Mm. Absolutely, and so this example could blow up in their face. I mean, when you look at the medallion taxi system in New York City, and how these taxi cabs got so cozy with the government, and then Uber came in and wrecked their business model, and they totally cried foul. And the same thing is going to happen with all this other crony capitalism going on. Somebody's going to come up with a better way to serve the marketplace, and it's going to absolutely destroy these existing businesses.
Well, that's what you hope for. This is the creative destruction that the capitalism promises, or the free market, or whatever. Is that at some point or another, the horses are replaced by cars, and the candlesticks are replaced by light bulbs, and things get better. The incandescent light bulbs replaced by the LED light bulb, not with the government's help, but it maybe it's a better technology, maybe it's not. The marketplace has to decide.
Absolutely. And when you let free people trade freely, it's amazing what type of innovation you can come up with instead of relying on this old governmental system of tax and spend. So,
what would you say to somebody who just doesn't trust capitalism? They've heard the word. They know it's a bad word. That doesn't trust the free market. The free market has brought us so many terrible things that the corporations benefit from. What do you say to those people?
Well, usually most of the time the people that say that kind of thing are the same kind of people that, claim to be pacifists or nonviolent or hippies, for lack of a better word. But I would maybe try to appeal to that side of them that, government by its very nature is force. And when you have the rich and powerful corporation that can buddy up with the guy with the gun, then they're certainly going to take advantage of that. And if you just get rid of the guy with the gun, then there's nobody to get buddy-buddy with, and nobody will force anybody to do anything. And so maybe that's, I guess, how I would approach it.
Appreciate it.
You cannot impoverish a nation without a large police state, because eventually people will just go out in the street and riot. And if you can't keep that under control, then whatever your defective system was will just crumble.
Seems like we're a long way from the rioting in the streets. I mean, I just saw, I think it was Belgium and France, the farmers were driving tractors into the city in order to jam up the traffic and everything to complain about low food prices, to try to drive food prices up. In Europe, they'll protest over plenty of things, usually wanting more government in their lives. But Americans, man, they just don't get out and protest over anything, it seems to me.
Yeah, low food prices to me is the most insane complaint in the world. And obviously, I understand how farmers could complain about it, because if food prices go too low, then some of those farmers have to either go out of business or find another crop. Mm-hmm. But that's how the market fixes the problem of low food prices. Fewer people produce food. People find something else to do with their time. But, I mean, people, the New Deal, one of the most insane periods in American history, there were hungry people all over the country, and they were burning crops. They were destroying food. The government was doing this to raise the price of food. High prices are never good. Low prices are good.
Yeah, I remember my mother would tell me stories about how bums would come to the door and that sort of thing, and they'd always have food for them. Mm. And, well, you know, that's what you had to do in those circumstances. Going on with the story here, Netherlands bans wild animals in the circus. And this kind of brought up a conversation between you and I, Rich, about animals' rights and those kind of things. And now, I think that a chimpanzee could potentially be as smart as a human being, or at least like one human being. If you think about, say, the bottom 1% of human intelligence out there, that the top 1% of chimpanzees may be a match or even smarter than those humans. Obviously, they don't have the ability to speak like we do, but they can talk through sometimes machines or sign language or a variety of things that make it so they can speak. And I guess there's a case where right now going an animal rights, non-human person's rights case that's going through New York right now of a couple of chimpanzees that are being held. In one case, a scientific situation. Another one is like just a mobile home manufacturer has a chimpanzee there. It's a difficult situation. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call and talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Rich Paul.
So, Rich, there is a situation that's going on here. It's there's a chimp, and there's several chimps that they're filing these cases on, but a chimp named Kiko. Now, Kiko is owned by a couple, I believe, in upstate New York. I could be wrong on that. But Kiko lives in a cage and doesn't have other chimps around him. Now, the Non-Human Rights Project has filed some kind of writ of habeas corpus that's recently been denied, and I'll tell you why, to get Kiko freed from Kiko's prison. Now, we don't know if whether...
Can I give you a guess why, and you can tell me if it's right?
Sure, go ahead.
Because he's not being held by the state, and a writ of habeas corpus is for release of a prisoner.
I'm not entirely sure whether there's any sort of historical justification for using it when it's not against the state. But in this case, they're saying that since he's not being... really, the crux of this is if Kiko has the right to freedom of volition, like you and I do. We shouldn't be held unless we've committed some kind of crime. If Kiko has that same right, then Kiko should be released immediately. Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but an adult male chimpanzee is a horrifying, terrible creature. They can, according to Jane Goodall, pick up a Volkswagen, the old Volkswagens. I saw this in some documentary some time ago. Pick it up with one hand over their head. Imagine how, this creature could literally pull your arm off and beat you over the head, beat you to death with it.
Well, that's why I've never understood the whole phrase, more fun than a barrel of monkeys, because imagine a whole barrel full of those things. What would they do to you? Because they're going to be grumpy when they get out of the barrel.
So Kiko would be a terrible thing to release on the world at large. So the notion that Kiko has rights comes into direct conflict with the application of Kiko getting rights.
Well, and that to me comes down to the crux of animal rights is, are there equal and opposite animal responsibilities? I have a right not to have force initiated against me, and my quid pro quo for that right is that I don't initiate force against anybody else. And I don't believe that necessarily the moral reasoning of a chimpanzee is sufficient to allow him the benefit of the doubt that he's going to be a peaceful denizen of wherever it is that he lives. As a matter of fact, quite the opposite. Let's take it to the level of a lion. Do you want a lion running loose in the streets of New York City? I certainly don't. So... and it's actually very much in line with what people do, in that if a person has a tendency to initiate force, then they don't let that person out on the streets either.
Right, and that's, if there is a culture, a group of people who, you know, we understood as humans to simply not understand our rule about initiating force in public, right? Like, there's certainly people like this have existed, right? There's warlike cultures out there that have existed in the past, and, you know, they didn't get along well with their neighbors, and ultimately they ran up on another more warlike culture, and that warlike culture crushed them.
True, and that might be a problem if there's a whole culture, but one person from this culture walking around New York City is going to either be subdued by bystanders the first time, or a second time, or a third time he tries to do violence.
Yep.
But, you know, if his culture forms a majority and you're in it, then your experience with this guy might be very different. Humans are smart enough, even if they don't believe in a rule, to sometimes obey it for their own benefit and safety.
But you're still talking about enculturation. So if a chimpanzee was, say, raised from birth, and this happens, raised from birth with humans and, you know, constantly taught not to initiate force, then likely that chimpanzee would really sort of understand. If the chimpanzee was, say, fitted with clothes and sort of wandered about, you know, not bothering people, then it'd be like, what an interesting thing I just saw walking by. But you probably, if a chimpanzee acted like a person, he would probably be treated like one.
Yeah, and I would say so. The other thing is there are just things you don't want monkeys walking around your town.
Chimpanzee's
doing.
An ape, mister. You and your primate privilege.
Let me check my primate privilege.
Let's go to Mike in Clackamas, Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Absolutely capital, sir. What's on your mind?
Groovy.
Well, I had a question concerning something that my dad was telling me about. I believe it happened back in the 90s when, I could be mistaken here, but the federal government wanted to try to break up Microsoft because it was becoming a monopoly. And again, I could be wrong on this, but what happens when you have a company such as Apple or Microsoft, and it's one company, and they are the only company providing computer services and computer goods, and there is no government, but they are a monopoly because let's say somebody tries to come into the market and essentially tries to start up their own business, and they send their crew over and says, no, you're not starting your business. We're going to pretty much offer you a bribe to kind of force you out of there. What happens when a company becomes so big without government that they dominate the market and they don't allow competition to come in without the force of government, but by their own force?
First off, I'd say that I don't advocate for anything that doesn't have to do with that says that there would be a world without government. What I would say is that government should be provided by the marketplace, and it should be voluntary. But, Rich, do you want to field this as far as monopolies?
Well, the first thing that I would say is, in most cases, okay, computer software is kind of a special case. But in most cases, a monopoly is completely unstable. And all of the things that people think they could do to defend against or to keep a monopoly going can be easily defended against. I had an argument with a University of Michigan chemical engineer who said, well, in a free market, Dow Chemical would just buy up all the competition, and that was his bugaboo, Dow Chemical. I said, well, if they'll do this, then what you and I should do is we should start going out and starting chemical companies and selling them to Dow Chemical, and at exorbitant prices, because they have to buy them all, and every time we sell them a company, we'll just go start another one. So you can't buy out all the competition in that way. Another thing that people say is, oh, well, companies will dump. Well, this on the, actually, Dow Chemical was on the receiving end of a European company said, well, we don't like what you're doing, Dow Chemical, and moving into European markets, and so we're going to start dumping one of your major products in New York City at well below the cost what it costs us to produce it in order to put you out of business. So Dow Chemical said, okay, well, that's fine. They started buying up this very cheap compound in New York City and shipping it back to Europe and selling it in this German company's market at a profit. So monopolies just can't exist on a free market unless there's one person who is ready, willing, and able to provide a better product at a better price than anybody else could possibly do. And if that is the case, I think you should think twice before you label that person as a public menace. They may well be a public benefactor.
Also, I agree with exactly what Rich says on this one, is that essentially monopolies, free market monopolies, are either remarkably small, niche, or they are unstable as they could possibly be.
Or they're government enforced.
Well, that's not a free market monopoly.
The only
monopolies that truly exist are the monopolies that are enforced by the state. However, let's talk about Standard Oil. This is a really great example. I think it was the 1880s about this time. Standard Oil had 85% of the marketplace. That's not a monopoly, but it's a lot. So let's call it a functional monopoly. Competition just kept on coming on and chipped away at their monopoly, and at some point or another they didn't have it any longer.
By the time the government broke them up, they were down to 66% market share, and there was no sign they were going to be coming back up.
Yeah. Mike, if you've got anything more on this, I'll hold on to you here for a second. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on monopolies. Can they exist without the state's help? 855-450-FREE. Stump the dump.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.